Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. She responds to Luy Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Moed Kot on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Mudalef, towards the end of the page, says that Omar of Chamba Gumyo Omarav Hilchus Moed Ki Hilchus Kusim. The halakas of Chol HaMoed are similar to the halakas that we have regarding Kusim. Lemay Hilchus explains the Gemara. Omar of Daniel Baketino Loimar Shehem Akurois. What does it mean, akurus? That isha akara, says Rashi, meaning you cannot learn from each other. Why? The same way hilchus kusim, when kusim, we rely on kusim for some things, it doesn't mean we rely on them in other things. Because, as Rashi's shita is, kusim, there are some things they're machzik on and we rely on them, some things they're very lenient about. So things that we rely on kusim in one place doesn't mean we rely on them in another place. Also, hilchus chol hamoed. When we have halachas chol hamoed, in some place Chazal allowed one to do something because it was a hefsa merube, and sometimes Chazal said no, it's too much of a tircha. You cannot derive from one halacha the halacha of something else. That's the line over here that the Gemara is teaching us as mefoshim here on Marich to bring different details about this. And the chori question is, what is the message here of the Gemara? The hilchus moed, you can't learn from each other. The Hilchus Moed, each one stands on its own. What's the idea? What's the message? So the Sefer Ein Elio, written by Elio Shik, who was a Mefarish on the Ein Yankov, he explains that the message here is that in Halachas Chol HaMoed, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu sends our way, we need to deal with it. It's like the challenges of life. Sometimes there's a big challenge, sometimes there's a small challenge. Sometimes there's a big nisoyin, and sometimes there's something good coming. The same way in life, things are not a cohesive mahalach, but things come and go. And whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu sends our way, we need to deal with. So is the halachas of Chol HaMoed. They're not a cohesive mahalach. There's different halachas, and you cannot derive one from another. Each one stands individually. And the chor of this Ein Elio is not so understood on its own. Why specifically the halachas of Chol HaMoed give us this message? Why dafke here, we're going based on how a person's life is, that things are not cohesive, there's not one big mahalach. But here we go back to the Hagdama the week I gave to this Masechta, and what the Eretz Zvi, Rav Ari Zvi Frommer said, that the whole idea of Chol HaMoed is the irbuv of Chol and Kodesh. That's why it's called Chol HaMoed, Chol and Moed. And this really defines what a human being is all about. Because a human being has an neshama coming from Shemaim and a body coming from the Haaretz, and he's in between. And his challenges of life is to try as much as he can to elevate the guf and bring it to the level of neshama. But sometimes his challenges bring him down, and he lowers everything instead of elevating everything. The Chol HaMoed is exactly the definition of what a human being's life is all about. And there at Tzvi added, that's the reason in this Masechta we have Hilchus Avelus. Hilchus Avelus is the Gedusha of the body, because we're dealing with how a person is Mekadosh the Guf, how much is Mekadosh the Chomer. Chol HaMoed is the Irbuv of Toiv the Ra, the good and the bad, the Or of the Choshech, and what a person needs to do is to elevate the Choshech as much as possible. And if this is the case, this gives us a light to understand the Ein Elio. The whole idea of Chol HaMoed is a reflection of a life of a human being. And an Adam in his lifetime, he has different challenges, different mahalachim that happen. As the famous Rabbi Nutam in Sefer HaYosha that says what's called Yimei Ava and Yimei Asina. Some days are great days where a person has a drive and enthusiasm for Avodas Hashem. And some days it's more difficult. It's not a cohesive mahalach. That's what Adam is all about. He's between a neshama and a guf, and he needs to challenge going up and down, down and up. That's why Hilchus Chol HaMoed is also not a cohesive mahalach. Each one is different. Each one stands on its own. And one could add to this, that's the reason we're even damit to Hilchus Kusim. Usually for us, for Am Yisrael, that we have Chazal, that we go with the Torah, so in Gedusha we have a cohesive mahalach. We know exactly what you need to do and how you need to do it. For us, to elevate the body, that's where we have a challenge to bring it to that standard. But the standard is clear. But by the Kusim, their Kodesh is also on a level of human being. And some things, they are more stark, they're stronger, they're machzik b'moyosim Yisrael. But in some areas, they're very low. The Gedusha itself is the Irbur Toivira. we're saying Hilchus Chol HaMoed is compared to Hilchus Kusim, that it's talking about a mahalach of Adam, not a mahalach of Kedusha only, a mahalach of Irbuf, of Chol and Kodesh, and our avodah is to elevate the Chol, because again, that's the Yisoid of Chol HaMoed. This is what comes out from this Gemara, according to the Pshat of the Ein Elio. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.